at the Golden Globes last night. Did you watch? The thank yous were, they were tearful and heartfelt, but who should be thanking their stylists? Clinton Kelly, author of, oh, no, she didn't, and style expert Mary Alice Stevenson are here to talk about the best and the not so much there on the red carpet. Both
Hello,
look great.
Robin.
Hello. I love that title. Oh, no, she
didn't. Oh, no, she
didn't.
Do it
I know that. Mary Alice, we did see some trends, didn't we?
We sure did. There was a return to the 80s. I don't know if that's good or bad, Robin. There was Crystal Carrington a la Dynasty on the red carpet last night. Angelina Jolie being in her green Versace. Mm-hmm.
She looked amazing.
She did look stunning, but look at the shoulders. Look at the
shoulder pads. Shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Yes, big shoulders. You know, very clean, really classic. She's got Swarovski crystals all over that neckline. Minimal jewelry. Modern looking, but a flashback, a little bit of a flashback.
To the 80s, but also sort of to the 40s. It's very Emerald City, Wizard of Oz, right? She's like the queen of Emerald City there. Yeah, I thought she looked stunning.
And what else did you see, Clint?
We saw also a lot of, who's up next?
Well, Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. Oh, my God. She was like one of my top three favorites.
Both Clint and I loved Anne.
She's wearing Armani shoulder pads.
Yes. Armani Privé, Roger Vivier bag. What we've seen is this gorgeous flowing hair with these over-the-top gowns, and that kind of modernizes it, makes it look sexy, young, and fresh, don't you think, Clinton?
Absolutely, and it's completely backless, practically, so it dips all the way down to her tushy, which is really sexy. She looks super statuesque in it. Really sort of set herself up as a movie star, you know, a real star.
And last night I talked to Rachel Zoe on the phone, her stylist, and Anne actually had two choices up to the last minute, one a little bit crazier and over the top, and she went with this old Hollywood meets new,
and
glamorous,
it works for her.
Sexy, it works for
and
her.
It really worked for her body.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And sometimes
that doesn't work so well for some people. Yes. I mean, it's tricky to dress for your body type because sometimes things that are on the runway don't necessarily translate to real women. And some stars have more curves than the average model. January Jones, for example, a beautiful woman. I mean, she is a stunning woman.
And
however,
it's a beautiful dress.
It's a beautiful dress. But look at the way the dress is almost fighting her natural curves. You almost don't know where to look. Her chest looks sort of squished together. And so that's an example, in my opinion, of somebody who didn't really dress for their body
type. Now, January saw this on the runways. It wasn't a different color for spring, and she wanted this in red. It's also, to me, you don't match the lip color with the dress color. And, you know, when you're so stunningly sexy like that, it's just a little bit too much and over the top. Yes. So she wasn't our favorite, as you can tell.
So who did dress for their body type?
Well, a woman who is curvy, who did it really well.
Yay.
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara. She's wearing Vera Wang. Love how modern and sexy she looks. This dress fits her like a glove. We love the long flowy hair, the jewelry. It was, you know, absolutely stunning and flattering.
Right.
And she feels good, and you can see it on her face.
Sometimes women who are curvy can look too sexy if they show too much skin. So she's just showing enough skin up on top, so we get the décolletage, showing how narrow her waist is with that black belt, and then the great curve on the hip. She looked amazing.
And she was tweeting all night and in her fittings about how she couldn't find a dress that fit her curves. So she did great with this Vera Wang.
Oh, it's such a problem. But the colors that we saw also, it was like kind of some pinkish colors and things
lots
like that.
Lots of pink.
Lots of pink on the red carpet, a big trend. Blush, pink. We saw Natalie Portman. We saw Lea Michele.
Claire Danes.
And Claire Danes.
My personal favorite.
We
love
Claire
Danes.
I love this. That was my favorite dress.
Love this dress.
She looks so modern and elegant in Calvin Klein. This is a neon silk halter dress. She's wearing this gold 70s inspired cuff from Fred Leighton. So classic. Classic, so elegant. And then Lea Michele, she really, I mean, last year she got it wrong in that black Oscar de la Renta.
Yeah, this year's spot on.
This is also Oscar de la Renta. This is how she should look. Young, fresh, colorful, festive.
Age appropriate. We also saw a lot of emerald green. A
lot of emerald green. We talked about Angelina Jolie before, but there are a whole bunch of other stars who did the emerald green. It was like Emerald City just kept coming off and off their runway.
Catherine Zeta-Jones in emerald green. Monique Lhuillier called me last night, and she did dress Catherine. Catherine wanted to look regal and elegant, and she just, I think, looks stunning.
I think she looks stunning. I will say that I thought this dress was kind of a lot, you know, a lot of dress. I mean,
but
she looks stunning, don't get me wrong. She can pull it off.
If anyone can, it's Catherine. Mila Kunis looks great in this Vera Wang. And also, we've got Elizabeth Moss and Donna Karen. Fitted, gorgeous, simple. I think what's interesting is what we didn't see on the red carpet. We didn't see a lot of old-fashioned jewelry. We didn't see a lot of hairdos.
That was nice.
It was really classic, sexy, and modern-looking.
Well, I could say the same about the two of you. Thank you both. And you can see many more red carpet photos from your favorite stars on our website.